going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
There are definitely multiple people out there every single year where you see mock draft 10.0, 12.0. Our buddy Ryan Wilson, but
oh my goodness, he's probably got one for next year up already.
He does mock drafts in October, November. He's got like 50 of them, and we love Ryan.
Yes.
JLC, it's 1.0. You don't go beyond 1.0.
And we one and done, Bone.
Have it right here. It's available on the Washington Post if you want to read the breakdown of all 32 picks. But starting with the quarterbacks, because that's always the sexy position, Jason. And the over-under for quarterbacks at various odds makers are 2.5. You have 4 going in the first round. You have Cam Ward. First overall, of course.
And that's happening. I mean, that's not even up for debate.
Jackson Dart, 9th overall to the Saints.
Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders going to the Steelers at 21. And the Browns going back into the first round, trading with the Chiefs to get Jalen Milroe at 31.
Yeah. Look, multiple general managers and scouts are of the belief that Kellen Moore, the new head coach of the Saints and a quarterback guru slash play caller and former quarterback himself, is a Jackson Dart guy, and that the GM, Mickey Loomis, is sort of along for the ride and they obviously need a quarterback. They need to sell tickets. They need to get relevant again. They need to have a face of the future. And for a long time through this process, I thought Shedeur Sanders wouldn't get past them, but nobody knows for sure, but based on what these people have told me, I'm rolling with that. And so I think they need to take a quarterback, and if Dart's their guy, so be it. Is that any different than their old buddy Sean Payton taking Bo Nix 12th or whatever last year when people said he wouldn't do it, and I said he would, and I had him taking him, and I was right. I also said Atlanta's very much in play for Penix, and I'm pretty sure that they're going to take him, and people said that was crazy, and Atlanta took Penix. I don't know certainly for sure that that's what the Saints are going to do, but that's my best guess. And in that scenario, based again on what I've heard from multiple decision makers, that while Pittsburgh has a lot of players they like in this draft, including a wide receiver from Ohio State and a D tackle from Oregon, among others, and that's we talked about Walter Nolan at the top of the show. That's another team that I think would love to get their hands on Walter Nolan. If Shedeur Sanders is there, I think Mike Tomlin goes to the Roonies and says, that's my quarterback. And then these same decision makers, a lot of them said they would be mildly surprised, but not shocked if 4 quarterbacks went in the first round. And I don't make too much of what people say, but that one clip of Andrew Berry talking about he thinks Jalen Milroe is as fast as Lamar Jackson, and there's a lot of people who think Jalen Milroe's natural running skills are so elite, and that over time you can harness the accuracy. Josh Allen couldn't hit the broadside of a barn when he was at Wyoming, but you can't ingrain that athleticism and those traits, those athletic traits into him. So, yeah, I think the Browns would like to be do something sexy. I think their owner would be really into them doing something tonight rather than just waiting and seeing if Milroe's there, you know, getting through the first round, and they just take him with the first pick on Friday. And I don't think you'd have to give Andy Reid much. Andy Reid's going to get the same player at the first pick of Friday that he was going to get, especially when you know the team you're trading with is taking a quarterback. So could Howie take your guy? Maybe. He's not going to take two or three of your guys. He's only allowed to pick once at 32. Maybe somebody, maybe it's the Giants, and maybe they move up with the Ravens, and they get Milroe or I don't think you'd take Quinn Ewers that high, or whoever. Maybe Jackson Dart doesn't go ninth overall, and he's the guy somebody trades for at the back end of the first round. But yes, I think there's absolutely three, and four would not surprise me at all.
No Kem Lyman. Kenny is hosting the draft show with Vinny 8 to midnight. So Beltway Ben Hall is here to continue to grill you on the mock draft hot seat.
Grill me, Beltway Ben.
The Shador thing, getting back to that and quarterbacks, there have been some people today that have been saying that he could possibly fall to the first round, which I just don't see realistic. I don't see him getting past the Steelers as you have him going there, but even if he were to get to 22 or later, would you expect somebody to trade back in and take him?
I honestly think if he got to the Rams, Sean McVay would just take him. Like I know people there who I trust, and they're like, we're not taking we think we got two more years of Stafford. But like, if that kid was there, you went to the playoffs with your roster last year. You already have the youngest defense in the league that's only going to get better. Is there a corner that they would really like there? Or maybe even somebody for the front seven? But I would have a hard time him thinking, like, I could sit the kid for 2 years and just turn it over to him when Stafford retires and have him groomed to keep this thing going. I can't. I'd be really, really shocked if Shador Sanders was still up for grabs on Friday. Like, if the Cleveland Browns had a shot at Shador Sanders with pick 33, that would shock me way more than four quarterbacks and three running backs in the first round.
We've talked a lot about the safety position leading up to today. Nick Emmanuari out of Carolina, Malachi Starks out of Georgia. You have Emmanuari going to the Seahawks with former friend Mike McDonald, head coach there now. But you have Malachi Starks at the Ravens at 27.
I do. And look, I also have the BC pass rusher available. I have Kenneth Grant available, who I didn't even have going in the first round. And if it broke anything close to the way I have it, there'd also be receivers there that they'd like. There'd be multiple offensive linemen. I think Starks checks a lot of boxes for them, and I think that they can take what they think is already a strength and make it an uber strength. And that's the kind of thing I think they like to do. And, you know, we're going to talk a little more in a minute. I can elaborate more on why I think Starks would be the pick. But I just think the way they view cultivatable secondary play and cultivatable pass rush are...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's two different things.
Now you have Will Johnson falling to the Vikings at 24. A few months ago, people were talking about him being early teens, one of the top cornerbacks drafted. Why have you, you know, expected him to fall the way he has?
Well, for me, it's just more of, I don't think that because there's all these guys day two that people are just going to like move off of D tackles and pass rushers in day one. So if you really like, I've got a real run on D tackles and edge through the teens into the 20s, right? So that's inherently pushing people down. Like the first DB other than Travis Hunter I have off the board is Emmanuari. Some people don't think Emmanuari is going in the first round. They might be right. I think for the Seattle Seahawks, they're thinking that could be our Kyle Hamilton. The evaluators that I talked to, nobody was going to war for any of these corners. Like, nobody loved them. I had more people telling me I wouldn't take Barron in the first round, period, than I had telling me, yeah, Will Johnson to San Francisco at 11, where some people have him mocked, that they think that makes sense. Who knows? Maybe there end up being five or six of them who go. The over-under betting totals on corners this year are lower than I've seen in a long time. And I might... I'm more inclined to think three corners go in the first round than six. And in a normal year, you'd get six.
Well, speaking of those over-unders, we know you love the over on the quarterbacks to go in the first round. Before we step out, any other best bets in terms of positions or maybe positions to a team, positions over-under, specific player?
I mean, I think Seattle to take a safety, there's still a lot of value there. Like, I dabbled on Shamar Stewart to go in the top 10. Like, I didn't put a lot of money on it, but you can get a pretty good payoff still now for him to go. Like, nobody I talked to was sure that the Carolina Panthers wouldn't take him, that he wouldn't be the preferred edge to over Williams or the other Georgia kid or anybody else. Amanwori to be the second defensive back after Travis Hunter taken in the draft, like that definitely interests me. I'm under 15 and a half offensive players in the first round. Walter Nolan to be the second D tackle taken, that interests me.
At 3:45, so less than 20 minutes away, we're going to take your phone calls on the Ravens draft. Any one in particular you'd like to see them draft position-wise? What direction would you like to see Eric DaCosta go in? Hey, would you want to see Eric DaCosta trade up tonight? 410-583-1057. If you want to jump to the front of the line, now is your chance. But coming up next, if all things are equal, there's a pass rusher that the Ravens covet. He's there at pick 27. There's someone in the secondary that the Ravens covet. He's there at 27. Are they going to lean secondary? We'll tell you next.